This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of People News Bulletin. Turin Pharmaceutical CEO says he will lower the price of the drug he'd recently boosted by 5,000% after public controversy, but did not reveal when or how much. New York City's ban on plastic foam food containers, the once ubiquitous vessels for Chinese takeout and curbside halal food, has been overturned, rejecting a signature environmental initiative of two mayors and clearing the way for an industry-backed plan to buy and recycle the items. City of Los Angeles declared an emergency over homelessness. National experts say Los Angeles has had a severe and persistent problem with people living on the streets rather than in shelters. The official estimate is 26,000 people. Mayor and City Council pledged a sizable and coordinated response, proposing to spend at least $100 million in the next year on housing and other services. They plan, among other things, to increase the length of time shelters are open and provide more rent subsidies to street people and those in shelters. Republican hopeful Dr. Ben Carson ignited a firestorm with bigoted remarks claiming that a member of the Islamic faith would be disqualified to be elected as president of the USA because their beliefs are at odds with the Constitution. FBI investigators have recovered work-related and personal emails that Hillary Clinton said had been deleted from the server that housed the personal account she used exclusively when she was Secretary of State, according to two government officials. The FBI is looking into how classified information was handled in connection with the account. It's not clear whether the entire trove of roughly 60,000 emails had been found, but one official said that it had not been very hard for the FBI to recover the messages. Starbucks has fallen short on those promises of work reform, according to interviews with five current or recent workers at several locations across the country. Most complain that they often receive their schedules 1 week or less in advance, and that the schedules vary substantially every few weeks. Two said their stores still practice clopenings, which is one worker doing both the closings and openings back to back. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke's Bulletin brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.